Every week, Susie Sutphen makes the drive from Truckee down to the Sierra foothills to pick up produce from farmers, like this guy.
Patrick Bollinger, Foothill Roots Farm. We grow mixed vegetables, so everything from lettuce, carrots, beets, potatoes, turnips in the summertime. We've got like cucumbers, zucchini, tomatoes, eggplant, the whole gamut.
Sutphen runs the Tahoe Food Hub,
which is creating a regional distribution system for food where local and small farms can compete and get a fair price for their food and be represented fairly.
Although she makes it sound a little like a farmer's market, really, Sutphen provides a pretty slick distribution link between farmers and institutional buyers, like restaurants, schools, hotels, and hospitals. Farmers let Sutphen know what they've got available each week, she plugs it into her online database, and then local businesses order what they want. Then Sutphen picks it up and delivers the orders.
Working with Susie is very helpful in terms of, number one, bringing the products to us, but also it allows us an opportunity to feature products that we might not otherwise.
That's Tiffany Swan, the executive chef for Squaw Valley Resort.
She has a pretty good network of farmers, and she's always growing that network.
Swan initially started working with the Food Hub to stock the resort's Mountain Roots food truck, but now buys items for all of Squaw's restaurants and concessions. In some cases, she even orders ahead of time.
On things like our Tahoe Food Hub salad that we do at Gold Coast, we started talking with Susie about it probably in April or May to talk about the next winter. So the farmers are planting the kale for that salad. And, you know, we're making sure that we can get that product by having her plan ahead with the farmers.
At the other end, farmers like having a new distribution channel and a stable market for any excess produce they grow. Here's farmer Patrick Bollinger again.
We try and direct market as much as possible because that's where the best prices are. So we do that primarily with the CSA and with the farm stand. And then with the Food Hub, it makes it great because we can have the inventory to run the farm stand and everything like that and have plenty for everyone all the time. And we can still, you know, send it up the hill to them. And it's an easy way to get food sold for us, really.
In addition to connecting farmers with buyers, the nonprofit also donates to local food banks and educates Tahoe residents on how to grow food at high altitude. One way to do that is to grow indoors with something called a Sierra growing dome.
The water is a really great thermal mass, so the heat of the sun comes through the polycarbonate panels and it traps the heat of the sun in the body of water, and then that thermal mass then helps regulate the temperature of the dome, heating it in the wintertime, cooling it in the summertime.
The Sierra growing dome is specially designed to withstand large snow loads and retails at a cool $23,000.
A growing dome of this size is probably going to feed a family of eight. So, you know, if you had two or three small families, this could produce quite a bit of food. And over the course of 6, 7, 8 years, the idea is that you would offset your food costs in what you spent to build the dome.
So far, that hasn't happened yet. But Sutphen says schools, resorts, and towns are also potential buyers for the domes. One local school, Sierra House Elementary in South Lake Tahoe, has put up two smaller domes where students grow the veggies that stock a weekly salad bar.
It's really opened up a lot of horizons for kids to try, healthy foods and, do it routinely.
That's Sierra House Principal Ryan Gallis.
So the hope is that, you know, when they go to the store, they influence their parents' buying decisions like, hey, can we buy this salad?
In 2015, the Tahoe Food Hub opened a farm shop at the base of Alpine Meadows. They'll be reopening Thursday and Friday afternoons in May. Amy Westervelt, Reno Public Radio News.